Welcome to the Fearfully and Wonderfully Me podcast, a podcast designed to help you increase your influence, develop your leadership, and maximize your results.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode and the last podcast episode of kind of this mini series that I wanted to do on some of the keys for unlocking success and significance. And this is based on my book, Achieve. In the last two podcasts, we've dug into some of the other keys, attitude and energy. And today I wanted to dig into key number six, vision. Now, probably talking about vision in a way that most people don't think about it or talk about it. Because a lot of times when we think of a vision, we think of like a vision for a company that ties in with a mission statement or something like that, or someone like a leader has a vision for a better world and, you know, however that plays out in their specific passion. But I want to talk about vision for each of us personally and why it's important to be intentional with vision. Number one, I think we all agree that there are parts of our life, personally or professionally, that we want to be better. That's normal. That's human. That's healthy. But we have to have vision in order to implement the things that we need to do in order to make that become reality. And so much of the time, we're just drifting through the day. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, when I say drifting through the day, you're thinking, no, I frantically scramble through my days, right? And that's probably a much more accurate term, is that most of us aren't drifting so much as we're frantically scrambling. But when I say drifting, I say we're frantically scrambling without intention. I forget who said activity is not accomplishment, but it was an aha moment for me in realizing that just being busy and frantically scrambling was not necessarily helping me carry out and execute the vision for my life. Because I'm the kind of person that I am very task focused, and I enjoy having a full day and accomplishing the things that I want to do in that day. But I don't like the feeling of having to frantically scramble to go anywhere. I realized very early on that while I like to be very productive and that's rewarding, I don't like feeling like every single minute I am playing catch up. This came to me just a couple weeks ago. Typically what happens is a couple of my runs during the week, I like to follow that up with strength training. And it naturally fits in my schedule that a lot of Thursday mornings when we're home, when we're not traveling, when Mac and I are at home, that I can go get my run in early and then I can go to the gym on Thursdays. There's a specific weight class that I really enjoy the instructor. She's incredible. She's motivating. She knows what she's doing. And so, you know, because I taught group fitness for 12 or 13 years, I admit that I am particular about the instructor being knowledgeable and being safe, particularly at this stage in life. I'm not looking to, you know, lift as much weight as I can so much as lift weights that will help me stay healthy and not get injured. So anyway, all that to say, what I realized a couple weeks ago is I was running with a group, and so we have a couple of different route choices, and I said, you know what, this amount of miles works great for me today because I want to go to the gym and I want to have enough time to not feel rushed. I am not a last minute person. I don't like to be a last minute person. I like to feel prepared for what I'm about to do next. And I don't want to rush from running to be scrambling frantically to get on gym clothes and gym shoes and then rush in late to the class and not have time to set up or get my weights that I want for the class or not be prepared. You know, like I don't enjoy scrambling. And I think so much of the time we are scrambling and we end the day exhausted, having scrambled and frantically rushed around, and we've accomplished some things maybe, but but we haven't lived out our vision for what we wanted the day to look like. And here's the deal. You can have a couple of days that don't look like you want them to look like. But if you have more than a few days that aren't helping you live out the vision for your life, you're not going to have the ability to live out the vision for your life, right? The vision for your life begins happening in the day. So let's dig in here. Number one, vision inspires the hope for the future, right? We want life to be better. There's no doubt. Vision gives us that imaginative, creative ability to say, here's how hope happens and here's what hope looks like in wanting my days to be less frantic or more productive or more effective, whatever that is for you. Hope inspires that ability to look for the future and say, or vision inspires that hope for the future and say things can be better. Number two, vision inspires the strategy for success. And you know, this absolutely could be true for a big organization, having vision and then creating the strategy to achieve it. But I want to talk about that on a personal level. If you are like me and you don't like to be rushing around frantically because life is too full, then you got to have a strategy for how to create that in your day-to-day existence. And you got to have the overall strategy. And I don't mean you have to put it down in an Excel spreadsheet, right? Your vision could be captured in an Excel spreadsheet if that's what floats your boat. Maybe that's a useful tool for you, but maybe it's simply having the strategy of saying, here's what I want my days to feel like. Just spend a few minutes intentionally thinking about, what do I want to feel like day to day? What do I want to accomplish day to day? Do I want to be working on more of my personal growth? Do I want to be working on more of my health? Do I want just more time to create or imagine, or more time to write, or more time to spend with my kids? Right? The vision is going to inspire that strategy for success. And it doesn't have to be detailed. It, there again, can be just as simple as spending a few minutes thinking about that strategy. What are the things that you might need to take off of your plate? And that's a hard one. Most of us want quite a lot out of life, but sometimes the key to accomplishing what we want out of life is taking some of the other things, the other lesser priorities, off of our plate. It's hard to do, I know, for some of us. But if we want to be more intentional, we've got to be more intentional. There's no way around that. All right, number three, vision inspires a plan for priorities. I talk a lot about priorities and planning those priorities in my book, Primetime, The Power of Effective Planning. And in that book, I walk you through just some worksheets that help you with values-based living. And that starts with identifying your priorities, your vision, if you will, and then implementing them into your day, your week, your month, and your life. And the beautiful thing about that is these are principles that any of us can apply. We just have to be intentional about it. And it's not so much that time management is what we need. None of us can manage time, right? Time marches on regardless. And we can't get any more of it. We can't pop down to Walmart and buy some extra time. We can't save time. We cannot get time back. All we can do is spend it. And how we spend it is determining if it's a waste or an investment into our life and our priorities. So it's important to think about our values and then think about, how do we plan for those priorities instead of prioritizing planning? More planning is not the key. More focus on priorities and saying no to some of the things that don't fit is usually the most effective way that we can get closer in alignment with those priorities and our values. And here's the big kicker. Number four, vision inspires your daily agenda, right? Once you have an overall strategy of, this is what I want life to look or feel like, maybe not happening this month or this year, but this is where I want to go, that overall strategy for what I want my life to look like. Then vision inspires the plan for the priorities, right? Values-based living. Now that I've identified my strategy, what I want life to feel like or look like, What are the priorities that I need to focus on? And then there again, the kicker, vision inspires the daily agenda, the daily things that we do to help make that vision a reality. And this is where I think a lot of people don't have the discipline to execute. I think a lot of us have an overall strategy or just a thought or a feeling that, oh, this is what I want to be doing next year or next month, or this is what I want life to feel like. I remember sitting down, I don't remember when, but it's been at least 10 years ago. I ought to go back and try to find it. But I remember jotting down for myself what I wanted life to look and feel like. And I know it's been at least 10 years, it may be more, but I remember one of the things was being able to wake up early and go for a run. And it's interesting how that has come to reality, but it didn't happen by accident, right? Our goals, our dreams don't happen by accident. So when it comes to the daily agenda, this is where the magic happens. Because you're not always going to feel like doing the things that will help you get there. And success is the result of taking disciplined and consistent action forward every day. Because forward progress compounds over time. And you have to have both vision and execution in order to be effective and successful. So the vision itself is not enough. You have to be able to execute on the day-to-day life. And success in the daily agenda comes down to discipline. It's the ability, the willingness to sacrifice in the moment for what you're working for, towards. So discipline has to be timely. Tomorrow's success is based on today's discipline. Discipline has to be values-based. Your actions each day should be based on your vision. And discipline has to be consistent. Consistent discipline over time leads to transformation. So you have to take time to identify what are the three to five things that you can do every day, that you need to do every day. Not all day, right? I like to use the analogy that you got to brush your teeth every day to keep your teeth healthy, but you don't have to brush your teeth all day. You just have to brush them every day. Right? Your values-based priorities that help you implement your vision for your life need to be done every day. What are the things that you do every day that's going to help you get there? Weekends? Yep. Holidays? Yep. Every day, every single day. Don't have to do them all day, but spend a little time every day. So as you look at your daily agenda every morning, ask yourself the question, what are the priorities? Three, no more than three. What is the one most important thing that must get done today? The one thing that if it doesn't get done, nothing else matters, right? And then you can have the three priorities, but the rest of the things are just on a to-do list. Make sure that you plan your priorities first and then implement them. There's not any secret to it. When I look at my no more than three, and sometimes there's only just one, depending on how big it is or depending on what the day looks like. But when I look at my priorities for the day, those come first. And they might not be the most fun things to do in my day, but the priorities happen first. I protect the time for the priorities. There's no secret to this, but your ability to implement your priorities in your daily agenda will allow you to carry out your vision and your strategy for your vision for your life. So there again, it comes down to just having the discipline to do the things that aren't always fun, but are going to move us forward. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit riastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.